All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. Welcome to the Airplane Graveyard.
Oh, okay. Is this where
keep your voice down? There's an airplane funeral going on. While we're here, be respectful.
I can't tell if that's a ghost or a stealth fighter.
Yeah, it's something, you know. I actually think that planes become, that's how you get stealth fighters.
Oh, they hire ghost planes. Yeah.
Yeah, when regular planes die.
Why haven't we heard of like ghost planes, like ghost ships? You know?
Sure.
Like we have lots of that. Yeah, like, we were just flying along and then all of a sudden, from a thick cloud came a translucent ship. Or, you know, not ship. See, it's so coded in us. A translucent plane full of skeletons. It's a crew.
Well, it's also ghost ships mean just ships that pull up with, you know, fully dead crews as well.
Yeah.
It'd be great for planes, like a plane lands and everyone on it's dead.
Oh, you know? But is it still land safely?
Yeah, to my commonplace book. So as a kid, you know, you generally have like a vague interest in planes.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of planes is always the ejector seat.
Of course.
You know, that always seemed pretty cool to me. And, you know, it pops up in pop culture, like Knight Rider had one, I think. So what I've done is this airplane graveyard was very disrespectfully built across the street from a soccer field.
Hmm.
And I have painted squares with different games on them on the soccer field.
Okay.
And we're going to find one of these corpses, do its ejector seat for it, and then see where the ejector seat lands.
Oh, okay.
In the soccer field. But we have to be quiet because that widow over there, her propellers are just leaking tears.
Mm.
And, you know, she's just really, you know, she's not ready to move on yet.
So there are corpses in the pilot seats of these things.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no widows.
No widows present. Okay. I just like the idea you're buried with your plane.
The human graveyard is elsewhere.
Gotcha.
This is just for the planes.
Okay. Okay.
And if they want to work it out with the county to exhume the husbands or whatever, hey, not my dime.
Hey.
You know?
Hey, lousy war widows.
Not my circus, not my monkey. You know? Let them do it.
Okay.
Right. So we just had to sneak up to this, this guy right here is said to be buried a little bit later.
Okay.
You know? Nice World War II, you know, double engine fighter. You know, like the kind that Snoopy drove and killed people in.
All right.
All right. And I'm going to let you do the honors, buddy. There's the ejector seat button.
All right.
Mind the skeleton.
Okay. I'm going to stand back here. This is tough that they're meant to be pulled while you're sitting in the seat.
We don't want to get a face full of this either. You don't want to Kurt Cobain yourself with a fucking ejector seat.
Yeah.
It's no good.
That didn't make the newsletter. All right.
And I say it's like going to sleep, but I don't believe them.
Okay. I'm going to steer clear here. I'm going to first grip it and then rip it and
Foomp.
Look at it go.
Yeah, they really eject it.
Yeah.
They really want people away from this thing.
We got some real clearance from that wreck. Okay, it's coming down. It's coming down. When's the chute going to deploy, Gary?
Oh, no, well, these are pretty old.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They might not.
Oh,
yeah, no chute.
Oof.
All right, let's quietly tiptoe away from this funeral. We've drawn a lot of attention. The plane priest is angrily rubbing his jets at us. So we have to sneak over there and see which game it landed on.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So we're on this square. This says F-18 no fly zone.
What the fuck is this?
It's nothing. It's literally nothing.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, where we've built a home from repurposed ET cartridges.
Ooh.
Cartridges. Cartridges.
Cartridges.
Cartridges. Cartridges.
Yeah.
There we go.
And the
more difficult than I thought it'd be.
This week we are talking about a Windows 3 game called F-18 No Fly Zone. This was a patron demand from Paul. who says you can play it on Internet Archive. Paul didn't say anything, and there's nothing about this game online. Paul just decided to put us into hard mode for the show.
Paul was correct, though. You can play it on Internet Archive.
Kinda.
Before we get into that, I have a character I've been working on.
Oh, okay.
For you. In this scenario, you live at your house, and you open the door just randomly, like you are going out.
Okay.
And you notice as this is happening, there is a man, like with just a beautiful physique.
Okay.
Like absolutely just Adonis, wearing a toga with a leaf behind his ear, and he's putting magazines in your mailbox.
Okay.
And just as you just happen to leave when he's doing this, so you catch him doing it.
All right. So here we go. Step.
Stuff.
You're not my mailman.
Oh, mortal, it is I, Periodicles. You have seen me.
Oh, wait. You're not my mailman. Where's Gus?
Mailman does not deliver mail like this. These are magazines delivered by Periodicles.
I mean, I've gotten magazines before and you didn't bring them.
I did. I have many forms.
Oh, then why aren't you in the form of a mailman? Because you're committing a crime right now.
You caught me while farting, and I can't maintain my form.
Oh,
and
do that at the same time. That's what that is. It smells like cinnamon buns. You must be a god. Okay.
Yes. Huh. So, Mr. Ross, I have your magazines here.
Okay. Yeah. I assume you've kept. You opened the discreet packaging. Okay.
Crotch. We've got seats for sniffers here.
You are, Mr. Stop Ross. It! My neighbors
Keepers
are right.
Digest.
My neighbors are right there.
Barely Beagle. This one has some dogs in it.
That's not
flesh painted tit shaped ceiling light things monthly. Here you are, Mr. Ross.
I mean, that just kind of came with the house because the person who did the flip did a bad job with the lights. I've got the boob lights. Yeah.
Well, here you are, Mr. Ross. Black light stills from American senators' favorite off-ramp hotels. Here you are.
I mean, that's more of like an immersion therapy thing. I didn't subscribe to like half of these.
Well, it says right here, Mr. Ross. Here's PUD.
Your
copy of PUD.
Thank you. All right. Of these might be my brothers. Some of these might be my. Okay, so like, where do you fit in the like? Are you? I mean, so by your name, are you part of the Greek pantheon? Like what's Zeus been up to lately?
Oh, I don't talk to him anymore. He went out to get cigarettes.
Oh.
Never came back.
What about Hercules? Is he as good as they say, or is he all hype?
Also, doesn't talk to me. No one talks to Periodicles.
I mean,
but I'm married to my work, delivering magazines.
Okay. Do you have like a silver chariot or something like that? Like, what do you like?
Periodicles hoofs it.
Oh, wow. Things have got to like. Okay, so the crunch on print media has probably been a real problem for you. Like, don't you like you subsist on like, you know, like people knowing you exist, right?
Subscriptions, which I call prayers.
Right. So subscriptions are down. Like, have you had to start like delivering like catalogs and stuff?
Periodicles has mostly welcomed the rest. Look at Periodicles' calf muscles.
Oh yeah, no, they're like cannonballs. Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, generally, you're rocking a pretty good body here, bud. Gotta tell you.
Thank you. You.
No, it's kind of a, no, you're nice, but no,
by our standards, you're a catch.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, are we doing this?
What? No, I just dropping off the mag. Doing what, mortal? Periodically, he's just dropping off these magazines.
Okay. All right. No. So, I mean, you're
your kinda copy of Gooch. Here you are, sir.
Oh, no. I hate it. I hate it when one magazine shuts down and then they're like, oh, we're going to finish out your subscription with this other thing. I didn't subscribe to Gooch. Like, just they
says, right here, Mr. Ross.
Well, no, like it's going to be sent to me, but like they finish out, you know, taint shuttered. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't shudder. You mortals are always having your taint shudder.
I mean, you're really lingering here for a long time. Like, don't you have to?
I still have more magazines to give you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not a pantheonic amount of porn.
Oh,
coming.
Yeah. No, I mean, the way I figure, if the power goes down, who's holding all the cards? The man who still deals in prints.
Who's holding all the cards?
Yeah.
We got also, penthouse numbers.
Penthouse number. Oh,
it's the sequel to Penthouse Letters, the magazine.
Yep, it's encoded. The anticipation is the okay.
Hmm.
No,
you got to get your decoder cock ring here to to work it out.
I've been waiting for that. I've subscribed to them there for 5 years, so I've got quite the backlog to go through.
Magnum sized mortal.
Oh,
periodically approves.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no, it's one size fits all. They tell you that. They just call it that to make you feel good. Oh. You know, to engender good faith, or, you know, good feelings.
Huh. Well, I have to go continue my deliveries. I have a Chris Ross here that I have to deliver Homeowner's Digest, EGM, Lawn and Monthly.
Yeah, no, that sounds like him. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No.
So I will be back, and hopefully you will not see me in this form again.
Because if I do, then I'm going to shoot you.
Castle Doctrine! Periodicles approves!
Oh, I love you, Periodicles. You're the best.
Oh, goodbye, mortal.
Oh. Zoom. And just as fast as he came into my life, he departed. What a weird god.
I was falling asleep and I was thinking about PUD magazine with an exclamation point.
And just PUD?
Just PUD! That's all I got. So
nice. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
And so you started with PUD magazine and then you worked your way to Periodicles.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, Periodicles came up as an extension of PUD magazine.
God, PUD is such a good word.
Bud! Exclamation point.
It just lands with that thud. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The thud pud.
Pud the thud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chud, Bud the chud.
Huh.
With Pud the thud. I thought, for some reason, I thought this was a coal pick.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to ask you, like, what the hell are you doing, man? Because, like, it is real Herangulon. It's bad.
It's really bad.
It's really... like existentially bad. It feels a lot like you're just kind of in this zone where planes come out of nowhere and kill you.
Yeah,
you know, like it's got a real you know, like, oh, purgatory kind of feeling to it.
Yeah it really is. So like this is this wasn't a me pick. I would have grabbed something with a little bit more meat on the bones, but that's part of the fun of the show is that you get to roll with the punches, right?
Yeah. And I never heard of this before.
So I was worried when this came through that it was going to be another like flight sim kind of thing. I was worried that it was going to be like that one Top Gun game, or that it was going to be a you know, like a real crunchy like Falcon 4 or whatever. And I almost would have preferred that to this, which is like a Windows 3.x. Clone of like Space Harrier, but with none of the technology that makes Space Harrier a game.
Yeah, the draw distance on this one's rough.
Yeah, and you know, I couldn't really avoid any of the projectiles and stuff. It just kind of like every life was just damage, dead kind of thing. I never really shot down in any of the enemy planes.
I definitely hit a couple of them.
Okay.
But it didn't help. And then you die and you get a picture of like a CGI tombstone. And to get past this thing, you click the button that goes, "Arg!" which I think is very funny.
Ah, rats. I'm nothing but smoldering wreckage now.
Yeah. Oh, tell my widow I loved her. she knows. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty fun
Yeah.
Funny game.
Well, I also love, did you like click on the like on the mission page or whatever it is on the opening?
The as the sun begins to disappear behind the mountains.
Yep.
That whole bit.
Yeah, that whole bit, which like the story of this game is, you know, you are an unaffiliated fighter jet pilot. It makes no mention of what you're trying to do.
The Ronins, but it's like, of the sky.
Yeah. Like, you cannot land, for you have no country.
Yeah. You can't dock in at Daimyo Air and just
But it's like, and as you pierce the no fly zone, suddenly your radar goes crazy, and they're just like, yeah. And here they come, and it's time for the fight of your life or whatever it is. And it's like, yeah, of course the radar is gonna go crazy. You're in a fucking no fly zone, dude.
No time one for job. Whys or hows. Like, there's got to be time for whys and hows, man.
Yeah,
like I'm an unaffiliated super jet, you know.
Like, I'm going to die if there's no whys and or hows, you know.
The most beautiful thing about this game is all the Windows 3.1.
Oh yeah,
like iconography. The cover of it has this little gold badge that says, "This package contains a 3.5 diskette for Windows. It's ready to go." In like big font. Like, yep. Yes, 3.5 diskette.
Yeah, and it's like 10 missions with stereo sound.
It's very great. The logo for this Seni US has a genie coming out of it, but the genie is red, white, and blue with 13 stars around it.
Ooh.
I'm trying to understand what this is.
It's not like 13
United
stars.
Emirates of it's, America or whatever this
it's
is.
It's 10 stars. He has 10 stars around him.
Oh, yeah. This genie is very hard to figure out what his political leanings are.
Yeah. I don't know who he's affiliated with. Might be
American genie.
He might be French. There are lots of other places that have red, white, and blue flags.
The logo does say U.S. in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's weird. This looks like this is laid out like a Genesis game cover as well.
Yeah, very
much
so.
With the red stripe at the left and the Starburst like seal of quality down there at the bottom left.
But it's a DOS seal. Yeah, it's great. It's like really kind of catfishes you.
All it says is "It's ready to go, TM."
I love it so much. And even on the back, don't forget, F-18 no fly zone is ready to go, making installation easy. Simply insert the diskette, type go, and you're up and running. Cool.
And like, this has such a like huge, this is the only game on your uncle's computer when you stay over for a weekend.
Oh, totally.
Kind of energy too. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, this is all I have. You know, this is a video game.
This could come with a Windows and you could play a lot of it if you were a kid because you had to.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I was trying to find stuff about this. There's a Mobius Games page. But the number one Wikipedia result is for an actual NATO intervention in Bosnia called Operation Deny Flight.
Oh.
Which really feels like an alien, like, or like a translation.
Deny
flight, and then it results in Operation Deliberate Force, and I'm like, you guys got to get your operations titled better than this, man.
I like to think that was an intern or somebody who was trying to get fired. Just like my one thing, what I used to take pride in about this was the naming of operations, you know.
Yeah,
but you know, to say I'm just not feeling it anymore, but I won't get my they're not going to transfer my pension if I just quit. I really need to tank it, and there's really no way to do it.
There's got to be like, so imagine when you are naming operations, like that's your job. You go through phases. Like when you first start off, like you probably have a juvenile phase where like everything is like Operation Nightwolf and Operation like Razor Tiger and shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything is cool. And then you start getting into like the joke operation names, like the punny ones, like Operation Half Past Midnight, where the goal is to kill half of the civilians or something.
Well, yeah, we need to cut civilian deaths in half. Why not eliminate them entirely? All right, court martial.
Yeah. Let me rephrase. We need to cut civilian lives in half.
We need to cut the civilians in half.
And then eventually you just get to real, like, you know, like Operation Deny Flight, like Operation Don't Go, you know, Operation We Protect.
Yeah.
You know,
Operation Nuh-uh.
Operation Don't Go There, you know. And then eventually, like, if they just let you name them anything, which I have to believe,
yeah,
you know, based on the operations I've seen, I'm surprised we haven't got, do you think that like in 20 years, we're going to start getting such normalized things? So we'll get like Operation Heck and Pupper and stuff.
I mean, that's the direction it's going to go. Like, you saw that
scene. They died in Operation Heck and Pupper. How dare you?
The operation to recover his body was Operation Woof Woof Woofer.
Yeah. Operation Big Ol' Woofer to recover his body.
Yeah.
And Operation I Am Small Bean to bury his soul.
Yep. Yeah. Man, he just they shot down his chonk.
Yeah, it's an F-18 chonker.
It spun in.
It was a stealth chonker, so it was difficult.
Yeah. But like, there's not only that, I'm furiously Googling and all you can find is like generic stuff, but there's also like for individual units or individual like operations or even like initiatives or whatever, there's always there's always like a patch, like a very ornate, you know, like the NSA like literally had one, or it was something like that, that was like, you know, an octopus strangling the world, kind of, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah. You get a cool like Atari high score patch.
Yeah, you know, just like, and I'm just wondering, like, who is designing those? I understand,
yeah,
like
that's really interesting.
The military is a huge operation with you know, lots of disciplines involved, you know, but sure. Like, you know, who's sitting down and like just like double checking that the printer uses, you know, like, okay, are all the colors in range for this? Like, submitting a design for something like that is a lot of work, actually.
Yeah. Like,
oh, you need to make sure that you rasterize the text, otherwise the font will come out weird.
Yeah. How do you make a vector tiger biting the Middle East?
Yeah.
It's like a vector drawing. Yeah. You know? That's a good question. The graphic design division. Like, that might be kind of fun, but I think again you'd go through the arc where you got tired of drawing bulldogs and you know, sharks and shit, and you eventually just want to draw, I don't know, like aliens and kittens and everything. Like, you try to sneak in that stuff.
Yeah. No, I would definitely believe that they would get, you know, that we're not necessarily that far away from Heck and Chunker or whatever as like operation names. Because like, you saw the CIA recruitment tape, right?
Yeah, they're really going the Heck and Pupper route.
Yeah. Which is just hilarious. I don't know.
They got a new marketing intern.
Yeah, they got the Steakums guy.
We finally acquired him. Yep. We headhunted him in a Shadowrun operation. Acquire Steakums. Yep. The give me meat shavings. Man, you ever eat a snake Steakum?
No, I've never eaten a Steakum.
My mom was into Steakums. And would buy. We had Steakums about. Or Steakums.
That's if you that's when you eat them rolled up.
Yeah, that's the Metal Gear Solid 3 Steakums. Steakums.
Steakum eater.
But we had Steakums around the house because my mom liked those.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's that kind of fake food where it's undeniably tastes good, you know, because it's made from food science and there's enough salt in it.
Yeah, it's salt and fat and yeah. I mean, like,
yeah, it's like all the stuff that your body craves.
It's just like it's like Arby's meat, right?
Yes, it is like a lower grade Arby's meat that has a texture less like meat than Arby's meat. Like, you know how Arby's meat has the same texture of like, you had one big piece of Arby's meat, it'd be like a rubber sheet, like an incontinence sheet.
Yeah.
You know,
It's
like that, but like kind of grainier.
Like, okay.
There's a little bit more like toothsomeness to it in a way that somehow it makes it less like meat.
Huh.
They're hard to explain. Like, I'm tempted to go get a Steakums just to like have the Steakums experience.
Uh-huh.
again?
Well, it's one of those things, like, you know, counterintuitively, if you want to have an authentic Philly cheesesteak or whatever, like make it at home, one of your best bets is to like take a Steak'em and use Cheese Whiz or whatever, because those are actually not very fancy sandwiches, you know?
No. Like there's a Philly cheesesteak place by my house, and it's not fancy. It's good, mm-hmm. but it ain't fancy.
Yeah.
And it would just undeniably be like a time travel moment, which is all I crave in life now, is like things that immediately transport me to being younger.
Yeah,
like just old magazine ads and stuff.
Just the warm embrace. The warm, looking comfortable embrace of the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. Are you aware of like Good Old Days magazine or Reminisce or whatever?
Oh, yeah. That used to be my go-to, like, make my grandpa cry birthday and Christmas gift, which I always felt a little embarrassed about, but it was like, hey, this is the sniper rifle directly to his heart,
you know?
Let's do it.
He would
have the same experience, and I didn't scoff for it. I just felt bad because it was like I was getting my grandpa magazines, but I didn't know what else he wanted. I would not be immune to that. Like, when in 20 years or 30 years, when they start doing like Reminisce magazine for 1992 or whatever, I'm gonna mm-hmm. be all over that shit.
I mean, they kind of already do. It's BuzzFeed lists and stuff.
Yeah,
like that's true. You know, if you've ever spent any time with the Reminisce magazine, all that, like any of those things that are like, oh, you know, the things kids today wouldn't recognize, almost word for word, like pulled from that.
Yeah.
We're already being catered to with that exact same deal. It's just not. It doesn't have like the post, you know, the immediate post war aesthetic. You know,
yeah.
like, hey, remember, yeah. remember when all the baby food was made of tin, you know?
Yeah. Like all the surplus baby food from Operation Colicky Weiner. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's still catering to me. But I think that the other part of that equation is me in like 10, 20 years, I'm way into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because right now I'm. You know, more complicated nostalgia carbs,
mm-hmm.
but eventually it's going to be just like, oh, that font. you know, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things. I also feel like we are specifically of a time where a lot of our nostalgia is for like the nostalgia that our parents had too. You know,
sure.
So like when I go to an antique mall or something and like I fawn over the packaging design from like a toothpaste tin that came out in 1945 or whatever, like that has nothing to do with me. That just reminds me of something that like my grandma had around, you know,
like furniture too.
Yeah.
Like mid-century furniture is just mm-hmm. incredible. Like Portland is an epicenter for that shit. So you can go and do like a million stores and just look at really cool end tables.
Yeah, I love it. And like, you know, the majority of the like, you know, bad fake like room essential Souder furniture that I've gotten over the past, you know, couple of years since I got my house, it's like styled after that stuff, you know, like mid-centuries in. And like, I don't know, I'm also at a point where I kind of can't see what would be the next thing. Like I could kind of just ride with this style for the rest of my life because I like it.
The next thing for us, who knows, like I'm always going to want mid-century stuff or things like a Resident Evil mansion.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, but in terms of what's next for like people, I think we're going to go towards a great loudening of aesthetics, like colorful, clashy.
Yeah.
You know,
the nostalgia cycle is going to dictate that we get into like the 90s again, but really, really like lean heavily on the like the Memphis School kind of stuff in a way that never actually happened. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be for me.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Cause you know, to put us out to pasture, man.
Yep.
If there's one premise of the Duck Feed Network, it's we should be shot, recycled for parts.
Yep. Fucking kill me now.
Yeah. Operation reduce, reuse, reduce the podcast here to fucking nutrients. Yeah.
Reduce me to the carbon.
Yeah.
You know,
bury me in the woods.
Harvest all the zinc from me. Provide, make me into
pennies.
I'm
going to take all my porn. I'm going to go out to the woods. I'm going to provide food for the animals, porn for the kids, and a standby me-esque experience for the kids.
So, oh, man. Yeah, no, I, just as you go into the DMV to get your ID renewed, like, okay, do you want to be an organ donor? Yeah, sure, why not? Do you want to donate your body to science? Yeah, sure, why not? Would you like your body to be repurposed in a Stand By Me the body situation? Hell yeah.
Here you are. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the name change form, Mr. Bowers. And,
Oh, fuck.
Operation Bloaty Stink.
Yep.
Out in the woods.
Operation Hasty Police Line.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast about the torso killer. You know, the torso killer.
Did he do it in a house with purple drapes?
No. Okay.
That's where he kept the torsos. Yeah.
He was a killer around Boston who killed people and dismembered them.
Okay.
You know, that's what's called the torso killer. And there's a Stand By Me moment in that where this ended up not being related to it, but a dog came up to a people with a human leg in its mouth. And everyone thought it was the torso killer, and it turned out to be a mistake at a medical college. like, first of all, lucky dog.
You know? Big payday.
Big payday. Like, just the forbidden fruit, and nobody could blame him, you know?
Right.
Like, he came by that, like, legit.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just like, I love the idea of like, it makes me think that the 30s and 20s were just fucking absolutely Keystone Cops, like, circus time.
Oh, they know.
Where it's
they
like, didn't... oh, we thought it was the torso killer, but really, it was just a leg that we lost.
They didn't lock down the corpses. Oh, so this was back in the 20s.
Yeah, in okay. 20s and 30s, like Great Depression era.
Gotcha. Kind of stuff. No, I was picturing, like, for some reason, like when you laid out that scene, I pictured the leg like just in a jean, like in jeans, and like with a red sure. Converse high top on it.
It's very, very detailed, Cole. Do you know yeah. something about the torso killer that I don't?
No.
Because I never really like out the guy.
What are you talking about? No, I don't.
Yeah.
That's
I just
weird.
Think they're neat.
That's a, that's a really weird thing to say to me. Yeah.
Torso killer.
Looking at the other stuff.
Yeah, this the whole bodies, but...
just a bunch of Raymen running around, no yeah, torso, just, arms connected torso, to nothing.
Please. Yeah,
yeah. This developer didn't really. They made like four games, and they all look similarly like nothing to me.
They all have the same title screen.
Yeah,
with like start, abort, and you know mission or what options.
Yeah,
like the same kind of framing.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Just just Windows had shovelware. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part of playing this was looking at the Windows 3.1 logo mm-hmm. when it opened up. That was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
And other than that, though, this was all garbage.
Yeah. Just
I hated this. It was impossible to play.
Just the pits. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. this company apparently is German, based on their final game, Egyptia.
Uh-huh.
Here, which is in German and doesn't have the same title screen.
Gotcha.
Has four statues of pharaohs holding start, options, help, and quit. So, gold room. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what type of game Egyptia is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a tile puzzle. Like you stand on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. No, they moved up that one specifically for Windows 95.
Oh, okay. Moving yeah. on up. Came out in 1997, but mm-hmm. for Windows 95. Yes. So couldn't get that Windows 98 steez.
Couldn't. No couldn't, games came didn't. Out for Windows 97. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Don't tell me that I got a bootleg copy of Windows and that Windows 97 didn't exist.
You did.
Oh.
Black Rain, select start to engage enemy. Black Rain is very similar to their other games. Egyptia yeah. is the only one that's like any different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a bummer and impossible to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, no, don't want to hurt Paul's feelings by not talking about it that much. I just died a couple minutes in every run.
Yeah.
I could not make any progress in this.
Nope.
It's really abstract looking. The sky just looks abstract, and ship, you know, planes just come out of it and kill you, and it happens very quickly.
Yeah, you nailed it when you said that it's very purgatorial. I mean,
yeah.
Even just like the screenshot, it looks like something from like Temple OS or something like that.
Yeah. It's weirdly haunting.
Yeah.
In the level of fidelity. It's cool to see an old aesthetic that we haven't seen pop up in the nostalgia cycle.
Yes.
Like this, like somebody making a game like this that works would be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this level of fidelity, mimicking like this Chrome, like the only game that I've seen recently that is, like mimicked the Windows 3 kind of style. Like there was it was like a desktop simulator, but it was like a top down RPG that you played, but you could like mess with the files. God, I forget the name of it. Yeah, it was like an Adult Swim published game or whatever. Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I need to look that up because it looked real neat. I know Ben played it and he said it was fun. Oh. But yeah,
neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, we appreciate you. If you like this show and would like to demand a game, you can do so at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. Not only can you demand a game, but you can get 2 extra episodes of this show per month and access to bonus shows like Bonfireside Chat and Unfilmable at that same tier.
Yeah. And you can support your boys.
Yeah. Makes a big difference for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What should they do until next time, Cole?
Well, Gary, as our friend Andrew Elmore on Twitter says, until next time, I don't care if you have a snack when you get home from school, but if I see any crumbs on the damn carpet, there'll be hell to pay.
Harsh.
You don't drink your squeeze it in the living room.
Squeeze its don't leave crumbs, my man. That squeeze it's leaving crumbs. You got a problem with your squeeze its.
you didn't dry your squeeze its?
Yeah, I like to desiccate my squeeze at like the end of Super Metroid and eat them like a nice honeycomb.
It's basically just a pixie stick at that point.